Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Does money really make you happy, Kevin?
I'd like to give it a shot to see if it...
Take a shot at it.
I'd give it a try. Jamie Meredith, please answer the age-old question for us.
Well, I think we'd all sign up for that survey, you know, give us a little money and see how we act. But we'll get to that in a second. But after a roller coaster session yesterday, markets closed modestly mixed, with losses in the Dow, gains in the S&P and NASDAQ. Economically sensitive stocks and sectors underperformed as a slow vaccine rollout is making an optimistic market wonder how long it's actually going to take to get back to normal. Economic data will see releases on home prices for November. Expectations are for an increase later in the morning. We'll get data on consumer confidence for January, which is expected to have a slight decrease. Well, talking about consumer confidence, a new study out on does money make you happy? Well, we always hear that money can't buy happiness, but the researchers found that this is not true, and higher incomes actually may improve people's day-to-day well-being. But the reasons are maybe slightly different than people expect. It also challenges a study from a year or so ago that found that money or happiness tops out at about 75,000. This research study used cell phone data and found that measures of well-being increased indefinitely with income. Research dug in and said, well, why does money make you happy? Well, you know, the obvious reason, it gets you to buy more things. But this research found that more money gives you more choices. And someone who may not have a great deal of excess wealth may be forced to take that first job that comes along, a job that they may be miserable in, where someone who might have a little bit more discretionary income now has more options to choose and can turn down options that are not optimal and they don't like. So I think a big takeaway from this is, not only do we all want to win the lotto, but we talked a lot about emergency funds, and doing the basic financial things allow you to have those choices to maybe turn away those first suboptimal choices and make some better choices for yourself. So challenge out there for everybody for this year: start building that emergency fund, a couple $1,000s on the side, so when you face some challenges, you might not be forced to take the first thing. Give yourself some options. And I think that's the takeaway from this research. Very interesting research. But the markets, as we start the day, markets are mixed. Dow is up 24, NASDAQ down 18. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings at 9:30.
It's funny, I think of Kevin Battle accepting this job a year ago.
I'm very happy with it, to be honest with you.
You had
very
no other options.
The option was to stay in New York or leave.
You chose well, I think.
But you know what? You know, Jamie brings up a great point. The money will take some stress off of your life, could take some stress off of your life. If you know that you got a few bucks put aside, it really takes some of the arguments that you would have, the small arguments, the big arguments you'd have over money, away. And that'll allow you, you still have to be a happier person inside anyway. It'll,
well, when we eventually go to lunch, we'll see who picks up the tab. Jamie,
that'll
thank
Paul
you.
Paul Rasmussen.
All right. Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffron Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.